Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." I am originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, and my husband is from the Dayton, Ohio area, and we met at the Ohio State University. That's right, we are born and bred Buckeye fans. We moved here to Midland almost 14 years ago when my husband started working for Dow Chemical. I remember the first time we walked into a sporting goods store. Instead of aisles of scarlet and gray, we were confronted with maize and blue and green and white. It was so strange. We looked at each other and wondered, what have we done? I took a picture of all the blue and green, and I sent it to my brother, also a Buckeye grad, who replied, "Don't let them change you." I had never spent more than a few weeks outside of Ohio in my life, and I was feeling like quite the outsider. I didn't know how this new community of ours would welcome us. I was leaving the only parish I had ever known, where my family sat every week in the front pew, 4 generations together. Would I find that community here? As I read about the lepers in today's gospel, I was thinking about outsiders and outcasts. Their disease had forced these people to leave their families and their communities, and they were outcasts in the most tragic way. I wonder if the Samaritan man in their group was even more of an outcast. Did the others exclude him from their group as they would have in regular society? Or did his disease make his Samaritan origin a moot point? Jesus, though, he heals them all. He tears down the barriers between the sick and the healthy, between the Jew and the Samaritan, between the righteous and the sinner, between the rich and the poor. And that's what Jesus is all about, tearing down the barriers, loving everyone. Today, it seems like there's so much that divides us. We expend so much of our time and energy building our walls higher and higher and forcing ourselves and others to choose one side or the other. What if instead we focused on what could bring us together? What if we brought all the energy we expend in building up our walls and found a common ground? What if we look around and see not scarlet and gray, or maize and blue, or green and white, but child of God? What if no one was an outcast and everyone was included? What if all our differences just didn't matter? Like the verse from the song "One Bread, One Body" goes, "Gentile or Jew, servant or free, woman or man, no more." Now, I'll admit that our worry about not being included in the Midland community due to our Buckeye-ness was a little dramatic. We didn't really believe folks would be unkind just because we wore our scarlet and gray in public. But being the new kid, even when you're a grown-up, maybe even especially when you're a grown-up, can make anyone anxious. This Blessed Sacrament community, though, has been so welcoming from our first weekend here 14 years ago to today. Father Rob has said it before, and I would agree. This parish family does welcoming and hospitality well. But let's challenge ourselves to open our welcoming arms even wider, to welcome the outcasts and outsiders, to tear down the barriers between us and heal our community and our world.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God and to help others do the same.